Mini-episode 1058 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1058. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our week 9 preview for the 2018 NFL season. We went 9-4 last week, bringing us to 59, 53, and 6 on the season. We went 3-0 on the Big 3 and 1-0 on the lock, making us 13-11 and 5-3 on those respectively. Jacksonville, Indy, Cincy, Arizona, the Giants, and Philly are on the bye. This week's show is dedicated to the memory of arguably the greatest football writer of all time, Sports Illustrated legend Dr. Z. Paul Zimmerman, who passed away this past week. On Thursday night, so much for the enhanced schedule on these nights. Enjoy this one, Fox, as it's the battle of the Bay Area Suckwipes, Oaktown at Frisco, with the home team laying 2.5 down from 4. With the Niners D right now, this looks like one of the only teams that could give John Gruden a W, and they will. On Sunday, KC's bringing the big gun offense to the North Coast, laying 9.5 down from 10. On paper, the Browns D is holding up well, but they've been exposed against worse offenses than this one, and they will be again. Pittsburgh goes to Baltimore, hoping to avenge their earlier season loss, getting 2.5 down from a field goal. The Ravens have been better than their record, especially at home, and will show it here. The reeling Bucks come to Carolina, getting a touchdown up from 6. The Panthers have dominated this series recently and will continue that trend here. In a heated divisional clash that is a must-win for both teams, the Dolphins host the Jets, laying 2.5 down from the cliche field goal. Miami's vulnerability on the ground will spell their doom here. These two teams may or may not be both retiring Brock Osweiler's number at halftime. It's Houston at Denver in a pick'em game. The line is appropriate for one of the most evenly matched games of the week, but the advanced statistics show that the Broncos are one of the teams who've been unlucky in terms of their record, so that will start to be rectified here. Two former divisional rivals square off in the Pacific Northwest when the Chargers come to town in a pick'em game that started with them getting one. LA has been red hot lately, but this feels like where their luck fades out. Arguably, the Rams and Saints are two of the best teams in the league right now, and they clash in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome with LA laying one. Both teams are coming in off of huge, consequential wins the week before. The Rams have to, and will, lose somewhere, but it's generally a mistake to key in on the most obvious candidate for that, so we won't, and we'll pick them to take this one. Brady and Rodgers have one of their oh-so-rare meetings Sunday night in Foxborough, with the Pack getting 5 down from a touchdown. As much as Green Bay has struggled this year, they are still a live dog in what should be a big shootout and can easily get in the back door, if nothing else. On Monday night, two potential playoff contenders enter the cage in Jerry World, and only one will emerge. Tennessee's getting 5 up from 4. Dallas has been completely better at home and will demonstrate it here. Now for the Big 3. It's funny that Vegas seems to join us in thinking that Atlanta's better than their record and DC is worse than theirs, as the Redskins are hosting the Falcons laying 1 in a spot that started with them laying the cliche 3. We'll stay along those lines by taking the ATL coming off of a bye here. It could be a letdown spot for the Vikings at home against Detroit, who has played up or down to the level of competition all year long. The Lions are getting 5.5 down from 7. It's close to a must-win game for Minnesota, who's better than they've looked so far, and they'll get the cover here. And here's the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 9. Before the Khalil Mack trade, would you have believed this line? The Bears are laying 10.5 up from 8.5 at Buffalo, and yet, with the Bills' garbage offense, the line still clearly isn't high enough. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.